Welcome to our session today. Thank you for taking the time to join us. We are happy to be here, Metatron Jehudi, as well as the channel Tom. Let's get started. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. Notice where there may be major or minor tension in your body. Scan your body. And decide that during our time together today, that you are willing to let go of this tension. Some of it will leave now. Some of it may not leave right away. Let this be okay. But decide that during our time together today, you're willing to let it go. Now please decide that during our time together, you are also willing to shed or release the energies of other people that you may have picked up or may have carried for a long time. Realize, please, that you can never use the energies of other people to help you be happier and healthier, even people to whom you are connected in different ways. You can never use their energies, so we will go through that in this call as we do every day. Please invite your spirit guidance team in to support you today during this call, as well as going forward in general. Please realize that your spirit guides are always trying to get through to you. When you are relaxed, when you are open and trusting and willing to receive their support, they can come through. If you are vibrating fear or worry, self-doubt, regret, shame, anything like this, they cannot get through to you. Sometimes we hear from people who are saying in a frustrated way, "Where are my guides?" And in fact, they are standing right there, but they cannot broadcast to you on the radio station of frustration, anger, upset, desperation. So we all have to get grounded, open our hearts, as we will do tonight together, and ask for help and be very intentional about opening to receive it. So thank your guides in advance for all they do for you and welcome them to come support you now and going forward. Realize that they may communicate with you in a synchronistic or dream language that you may not yet understand. Decide you're willing to figure out how they communicate with you. Now please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth and begin breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Thank the earth for being available to you 24/7 for this purpose. Let this energy fully reach all parts of your body. Follow it for a couple of breaths, a few breaths, three or four, as it travels through your body, up through your feet, up through your legs, to your hips, up through your torso, to your shoulders, down to your fingertips, and then also make sure that on another breath, you go all the way through your neck, all the way to your head, and up to the top of your head. Letting this energy calm and slow things, disrupt the normal rhythm of the linear logical mind, which tends to be a bit control freaky and tyrannical at best. The mind's job is to worry that you're not doing things correctly, and to make you afraid so you do things well in the future, and to block out other people who may mess with your agenda. Controlling. This is what one of the jobs of the human mind before you reassign it to support all of your being. So breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, I want you to decide that in this moment, right now, as we sit here together, that everything is fine and you are safe. I want you to decide that during our time together today, you're willing to let go of the past as well as the future. This is where we're going with tonight's exploration. Your relationship to the past and your relationship to the future. Okay. Now we're going to get started with the energy work. Please decide if you are willing to receive energy work. Otherwise, why would you be here? But we always ask your permission. Please decide that you're willing to be affected positively by the vibration through the channel's voice. And if you are willing, to say yes, please, silently in your mind, to Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom to do energy work for you as we speak. For those of you who have said yes, please, We're beginning to send some energy to you right now. We always begin with the root chakra, so please decide right now that you are safe in this moment. Please realize that with your guides, and with the earth, and with your support structure, you are actually supported all the time. Please realize that life is always trying to help you when you are vibrating openness and gratitude. There are things that come to you that are not fun, but these are vibrated to you. These are not things that are happening to you. These are vibrated, which means co-created by you, so that you can see what you're vibrating. So realize that stressful or painful, perhaps even abusive situations, realize that every person involved is in fact a soul in cahoots with your soul. These other people are mirrors to reflect to you what you are vibrating. Realize that for a moment. Chew on that. So I want you to decide that you are willing to, whether today or soon, thank people who have seemed to make your life harder for you in the past and the present. I want you to decide that you're willing to explore gratitude for people who have made your life harder in some way or other, or a thousand ways. Whether you are connected through love or family or both, or in other ways. Whether you feel you've made a choice about these people in your life or that you have had no choice, either way, realize that the souls are in cahoots together. Decide you're willing to find gratitude for the people who have made things hard for you because they are divine messengers in the manifest world, in the physical world, other people, to show you what you're vibrating. Decide you're willing to find gratitude for this, and then we will move on. Okay, now as you breathe in the energy of the earth fully through your body, as we want you to do for the duration of the call on your inhales, so just get in that groove and write it out. Bring that energy up to your fourth chakra. We want to work on opening this heart chakra right now. The fourth is in the center of your chest, obviously the heart center. And to effectively open this, you must decide you are willing to relax. To get there, you must decide that you are safe enough to relax. So please, once again, decide that in this moment, everything is fine and you are safe. And now bring the energy of the earth as you inhale it on your inhales. Bring it all the way up to your fourth chakra. Gently allow the fourth chakra to open. Gently relax, open, allow a field to be emanating from your fourth chakra. You should feel relaxation as soon as you put intentionality on this. Now, if you are somebody who doesn't feel that you often relax, or maybe it's challenging at times for you to get out of your head and let yourself relax in this way, work on focusing, please, on the intention that you are willing to relax, and it will start to happen after a time. People, all of you have been trained to be up in the mind most of the time, and if you're not paying attention to your body and your heart and your spirit and your soul and your energy field and your emotions, then it's very easy to be stuck up at the mind. So doing a process like this can actually, as we said earlier, interrupt the process of the linear logical mind, and it's a tyranny of logic and logistic details. Continuing, breathing the energy fully up in your body on the inhales, exhaling out through your fourth chakra, I want you to decide that you are willing to be compassionate with all parts of yourself, no matter what you are doing, thinking, saying, or feeling. Again, no matter what you are feeling, no matter what you are thinking, no matter what you are saying or doing, you are willing to be compassionate with all parts of you. What happens is you get overtaken with a feeling of judgment or shame or guilt or something or doubt, and that takes over. We want you to be so grounded 24/7 in this way, connected to the earth, breathing the energy of the earth up into your body, so that when that feeling comes up, you are not overtaken, you are not swept away. And you can say, yes, I choose to be compassionate with this part of me that feels very petty, this part of me that feels immature, something like this, something that you're not quite, this part of you that feels anger, frustration, resentment, bitterness, depressiveness, perhaps, but decide you're willing to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what they are feeling, no matter what you are feeling. Thank you. We're off to a good start. Now, continue doing that process where you breathe in from below and out through your fourth chakra. Continue that, please. And inhales from below, exhales out through your fourth chakra, relaxing up in the fourth chakra, always a little more relaxed, open. And we're going to ask you to do some things. We want you to run that breathing process in the background, have it become second nature. Now I want you to decide that you are willing to let go of the past. I want you to decide that the choices you have made and the experiences you have had do not equate to who you are. I want you to decide that what you didn't do or didn't accomplish or didn't choose to do also does not make you who you are. I want you to decide that you are a soul living a human life, learning how to make choices and learning how to go from fear into love, from fear-based choices and motivations into love-based motivations and choices. If you haven't come across that concept before, realize that it is, from soul's perspective, from the perspective of masters and archangels such as ourselves, it is truth. It is capital T, capital DT, divine truth. Every single human's mission is to go from fear into love, to experience fear, which includes doubt, hesitation, shame, guilt, fear, anger, pain, all kinds of things, into love, which includes compassion, acceptance, generosity, kindness, faith, trust, surrender. Please decide that you are no longer willing to carry or surrender to an image that you have carried forward from the past, an image of who you are and what you've done. Decide you are no longer willing to surrender to a past image of who you are. Decide that you are willing over the next few days, the next few weeks, to welcome back to you parts of your energy field, elements of self, subpersonalities, fragments, inner kids, anything like this, bits of energy that belong to you, anything like this that has left you and been vacant or elsewhere because of this past image of yourself you may have carried forward. It's a long sentence, so we're going to repeat it in different ways. Decide that you are willing to welcome back all energies and parts of self that left in the past because of your self-image. You don't even have to know what we're talking about. Just intend it with your divine power. As we are sitting here together, grounded with your hearts opening, make the decision and it will begin to happen. Later you can process what it means. After the parts come back and you have dreams about the past, but then you feel more joyful and you have memories and you have fragments coming back that become integrated and can bring their skills and tools and passions with them. Decide that you're willing to be whole, complete, and entire within your entire being. You are not just a mind. You are not just a body. You are not just a heart. You are all of these things. These things all serve the emotions, the body and the mind, all serve the journey of soul. You are soul. You are a divine being. Decide again to be willing, complete, and entire within yourself, calling all parts of you back who need to come back from the past. For your reference, when parts come back like this, they tend to come back through the third chakra. You may be feeling something in your belly or stomach now or later. This process may not begin or take root for you right this moment because we're asking you to set intentions. And when the time is right, the process will begin. Oftentimes it happens while humans sleep. So we're just asking you to set the intention that you are willing to be whole and complete, etc. Putting your attention back on the cords into the earth, breathing this energy fully up through your root chakra and the bottoms of your feet, all the way up to your crown, and then out through your fourth chakra. Opening your heart, decide once again that in this moment, here together, with your unseen friends and with us, other unseen friends, this is what we call your guides, unseen friends, that decide that you are safe and supported and that everything is fine. Continue in your exhales to open that heart chakra. Decide once again you are willing to be compassionate with yourself no matter what you are feeling, thinking, doing, or motivated by. Please decide you are willing to see all of your feeling states with a benign, compassionate neutrality, which is not judging. Just, in other words, decide you are going to refrain judgment from the fact that you have feelings. Now, decide that whatever may have come loose, whatever debris needs to go from the past or the energies of other people that you cannot use to tell you who you are going forward, send those energies down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth wholeheartedly for receiving this excess energy for you. Decide you are free of your self-image from the past, and your relationship with the past can change, and you are free from the energies of others that you have carried from the past. Again, several more exhales, send these energies down through the cords into the earth, and again, always thanking the earth for receiving these energies for you, for taking them off your hands and out of your heart. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, I want you to realize that the future does not exist. And your brain will say, well, of course it doesn't exist. Today is this day, and this is what happens. And well, I mean, I have a plan for tomorrow, but of course it doesn't really exist yet. But I want you to realize that the image of yourself from the past should never be carried forward to be your future. You would not be on this call if you were in love with your self-image from the past that we've asked you to shed. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be drawn here. You wouldn't be hearing this information and getting these invitations. It would not be in your space. So decide that you are willing to call back to yourself any energies that you, parts of self, any energies that belong to you, that need to be with you, that you have perhaps projected into the future based on a past image of who you are or have been. Just do that and then we'll explain it. First, though, decide that you are open to seeing what comes next, given that you know you're safe and you're open to receiving support. Decide that you are free to find out what comes next. Decide that you are free to improvise regarding what comes next. Please decide that you are willing to be open to life and others and possibility and opportunity and support and your guides and us and your loved ones and everybody. Decide that you are willing to be open to what serves your highest good, and that you're willing to find out what can happen next. You may have heard through other channel material that it is your divine birthright to be abundant and happy and joyful. Well, certainly you can choose this, but it is actually your birthright to have to deal with your fear to go into love. To deal with your self-doubt, to go into self-trust. To deal with your fears about what you might do, into faith that you will choose what works best for you. This is, in fact, your divine birthright. This rather intricate and sometimes weighty journey of realizing that you are actually divine power making choices based in free will, but that you have to learn how to go from fear into love, which is actually kind of hard a lot of the time. This is your divine birthright, is to embrace being loving, generating choices from a place of faith, trust, openness, acceptance, kindness, generosity, giving yourself, the other, anybody else, as well as the universe and your guides and us, the benefit of the doubt that we are working with you. This process, which is challenging, is your divine birthright. So please be clear that your image of yourself into the future, how you see yourself down the road, everybody's done that, everybody imagines what might come next, realize that your job is in every given day to be open enough to receive support and to be open to opportunities and possibilities so that you can find out what can come next. And then, based in self-respect, self-care, healthy boundaries, groundedness, sense of safety, being willing to say yes and no when appropriate, then making the right choice for you when the time is right. This is your self-image into the future. Always starts today. Yes, have goals. Yes, please. And yet, ensure those goals are not somehow extensions of a negative or unhealthy or weighty or sludgy or swampy self-image from the past. This brings us to the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for joining us. Anything the channel may have loaned you in doing energy work and connecting for you in this way, he will call back to himself now, and anything he may have borrowed from you, he will give back to you now. And please echo that from your perspective, so our fields are, your field is separated from his field. You can call on Jehudi and Metatron whenever you like. If you have the recordings of these MP3s, of these sessions, you can do that, or you can do it in general. Thank you for your time and energy, and we will speak to you tomorrow for day 15. Take care of yourself.